Soldier Settlement by Alan Mulgan. In Comfort Street the shop fronts blaze, the well-fed people laugh and drift along the smooth enticing ways, and wear their fortune as a gift. Here wheels and cushions service purr, and buttons pressed command delight, and soft obsequious odors stir the languors of an ordered night. And in the frippery of talk you catch, "Here's butter down again, poor farmers, yes, I think the hawk will win. 10 quid on Lover's Lane." Haggard he looks about this world, the leaning shack, the broken fence, the little flag of green unfurled before the forest's walled defense, the dwindling unconditional herd nosing about the barren burn, the mocking of the carefree bird, the creeping barrage of the fern. Without, the hidden enemy that strikes beneath its green deceit, within the long-drawn agony when love and hope may never meet. He looks along the bitter years to when the myriad bugles thrilled, when duty banked the fount of tears and life with high adventure filled. In that unfathomable pit of blasting death or doom long drawn, where anguish of a night was lit by presage of a dreadful dawn, he saw beyond the murdered earth and moaning of the tortured skies the promise of his place of birth, a dream home to his weary eyes. And over all the undying cause and goodly fellowship of kin, "If I should die, 'twould make no pause in certainty's long reckoning. For there death could not conquer hope, master of faith was never found, and on the long red battle slope the soldier fell, but won his ground. But here, in this remote reward, no banner flies aloft to cheer, the arm that stricken drops the sword, sinks in a common black despair. Resolve with love high-hearted went to fame this gift of wilderness. Now high is low, and hearts are spent, and lord of all is sharp distress. All this he sees and turns again to face dear eyes that love but dread. Hunger and want, the deeper pain that knows at last that hope is dead. Dully by fire's caprice he reads, in news prepared by comfort's hands, of how the city overbreeds. The land, young man, go on the land."